Marcus Smart, the new head coach at Marquette, though it's not been announced yet officially. I don't know if officially he's still the coach in Texas. Jason Wilde about Aaron Jones. It's official. He's now signed his new deal. Joining with us right now is Greg Matzik to tell us if I made the right bet in picking the Brewers to win the division at 4-1. What do you think, Greg? You've been down there watching them. Are they going to win the division? Hello.
Hello, Homer.
Yes, I have...
That's his answer. He's got no answer.
No, I have money on the line for the Brewers to win the division at 4-1. I thought it was a great value pick. And now you've been watching. Ooh. They've been down there. How do you feel about the Brewers winning the division?
They are going to have competition. It's going to be a three-team race. I don't think it's different than most years. I think it's the Cardinals, Cubs, and Brewers. I don't know the separation. I don't know the order. But I will say that they have enough players due for bounce back years, all three teams, that they could all be in the playoff mix. And, you know, we'll see what happens in the postseason. But the Pirates are on a massive rebuild and a reset. The Reds lost Trevor Bauer. Pitching was their strong suit. Nobody could hit last year. Pitching numbers were great, albeit, I think, inflated. I would say of the three teams I mentioned, the Brewers and Cubs have more players capable of bouncing back than any other team in the division.
What do you feel like you learned more than anything from your week at spring training?
A couple of different things. Number one, if you get a fried egg on a burger, be cautious. Ken Sommerfeld, poor Ken Sommerfeld. He bit into a cheeseburger last night at Scottsdale Stadium, and a fried egg on his burger exploded all over his white shirt. So he was having a bit
why
of
is
an
he
issue
eating
with
that.
That. But
why is he eating that anyway? He's got to stay away from those eggs.
I've never had a fried egg on a burger.
Oh, yeah.
Really? Great.
Yeah, it's called the hangover burger.
Oh, it's phenomenal. Bacon, too, right?
Well, bacon.
There was everything on this thing, but he didn't get to enjoy it all. He'll get it up on his sleeve.
It's a phenomenal burger. It's phenomenal.
The other thing I learned about this team, Homer, is that for years we've talked about the Brewers having a rotation and a bullpen, the pitching development, it's not where it needs to be. And all of a sudden you look and their top two guys are homegrown, Brandon Woodruff and Corbin Burns. And part of the reason Jordan Zimmermann and Brad Boxberger, two veterans, were released today is because of the emergence of homegrown players and some younger arms in the bullpen. So it may be a turning of a corner here. For years, it seems like the Brewers would draft a pitcher in the first round of the MLB draft, and you wouldn't hear from that guy ever again. That's no longer the case. They've got something moving in the right direction here with pitcher development, and I think you've seen that over the last year plus, and you'll definitely see it, I think, on display this season.
Talking with Greg Matzik, he's been at spring training the last week. I have described this team as pitching and defense more than any team that David Stearns has ever had, and that's why I put my money on the line.
I want to know where's their staff rank in the division.
Now that's interesting because Craig Counsell has conditioned us. It's
number
not
one
starters, relievers. It's out getters, right?
Right. Yeah.
So
they got the best.
From that standpoint, you have to. They manage a pitching staff. He does an incredible job with it. But they also find guys who are versatile enough to sometimes start and then sometimes come out of the pen. It's not that easy. I mean, it really is not that easy. But the Brewers have found some players who can do it. Freddy Peralta, Brent Suter, Josh Lindblom will probably be in that role this year. I think overall depth, I don't know if their starting rotation is the best into the division, but when you combine it with who's going to relieve an initial outgetter, I do think it's the best.
They might have the two best closers in the division, number one and number two.
Yeah, they can shorten the game. And when the Brewers were at their best, the year they went to the NL Championship game, once you got to the sixth inning, look out. I mean, you're going to run into Corey Knebel, Jeremy Jeffress. You had Soria in that playoff run. You had Hader, who was dominant in his back. So I don't know if they can shorten it to that degree, at least not at the early portion of the regular season. But you get toward that seventh inning, and now you got to worry about Devin Williams and Josh Hader, who's going to close out games. That's a problem. And if Woody goes six innings or Corbin Byrne goes six innings, you don't need much out of that middle relief to get to your big dogs at the end.
Do we call him JBJ? Is that the appropriate word? Again, he is, to me, about the pitching and defense. He may not start, but he's going to be in the outfield every game.
Yeah, so what I'm curious to see about Jackie Bradley Jr. is if he starts the season on the active roster. Here's why I say that. He's been held out with a wrist injury. He had some inflammation. He is going to try and play tomorrow. And remember, he was a late arrival to spring.
Yep.
So will he have enough at-bats to begin the season active and ready to go? The Brewers also have an off day on that Friday. So what's key to understand is the roster on opening day is just that. It's the roster on opening day. And with the day off on Friday, and I think 2 days off in the first 8 or 9 days of the season, the Brewers have flexibility, and they will tweak and tinker this roster all season long. So there's something ceremonial about day one. I get that, but there won't be any need, I think, to hang on to an extra pitcher for game one, given that there's a day off before game two. But ultimately, I do think Bradley's on that active roster, but it's crunch time for him. He needs more at-bats before he's ready to go.
Sounds like a lot of boring baseball talk. I want some excitement. What about some home run hitting? Give me some home run hitting.
Yeah, Christian Yelich.
Is Yelly going to be back? Is he going to be back to normal Yelly?
Yeah.
Any signs of that?
No team in the Cactus League has hit more home runs than your Milwaukee Brewers.
Really?
This March. That is the truth. Now, you could say, Greg, it's spring training. I will say this to you. It's better than the alternative. And the ball has been jumping off the bat. So you've got a few guys here who have had really strong springs. Yelly is one of them. He's hitting about .380, I think, coming into today's game, though he's not going to play. Omar Narvaez has bounced back, hitting well over .300. Garrett Mitchell has been the talk of not just the Brewers camp, but the Cactus League as a rookie out of UCLA. They're not going to rush him along. He's not on a fast track to the big league roster, but he was 10 for his first 20, and a lot of those were pinch hit approaches in at bat. So that was pretty impressive to watch. Keston Hira has looked good. It's been a solid week, and Billy McKinney is a bubble guy, a fringe guy who I think makes this team because he's 7 for his last 10. He's playing his best at the right time. He had 2 home runs about a week ago and has just kept hitting throughout this week. So you've got some depth. You've got some of your expected talent performing well. I think they're in a pretty good spot, and they're not too beat up. Some minor things that I don't think are going to be too much cause for concern.
Okay, it sounds, again, like you already said it. It's the Cactus League. It's not the regular season. But I want to know how you said they are hitting extremely well. How does that typically translate to the regular season?
Yeah, so the thing that is a common retort to, hey, this team is hitting the cover off the ball is, well, it's spring training and pitchers might just be working on things. A starting pitcher might take the better part of an inning just to try and get his slider in a certain spot, and that's all he ends up throwing. However, you get to a point in spring training where you also want your quality and number of innings to ramp up. So when the Brewers hammered Walker Buehler earlier this week, that was an eye-opener to me. This was not a minor league pitcher, a journeyman, a guy who's, you know, just fighting to make the club. This is Walker Buehler, maybe the best pitcher in the Dodgers' loaded rotation. And they took him to town. And the wind was average that day. It wasn't blowing out. And they had 3 home runs off him in the blink of an eye, including Colton Wong, who has had 3 leadoff homers this spring, which is a fine stat. So that, to me, is a good sign that they have hit the cover off the ball late in March versus early when pitchers might be working on things and you see pitchers who will likely not play in the major leagues.
All right. Have they explained what happened or anybody about what happened to Yelich last year? This is what happened. Because it's, to me, an unknown that it will exist forever. No one could have thought, even if he had a mask on the entire season, that he would hit like he did.
Or blindfolded,
right? Yes.
It's a question that I think the Cubs are asking about Baez, Rizzo, and Bryant. It's a question that Brewers fans and the Brewers are asking about and wondering about with Yelich, and I think even Narvaez and Keston Hira, whose strikeouts were way up. I mean, Orlando Arcia had the best year out of any regular position player if you look at his numbers. So I think there's bounce back potential throughout the division. It was a mulligan year, I think, is the way I look at it. It is an outlier, and I don't think you can take much from it. However, I do hope that some of the pitching performances that were incredibly strong, that there's a continuation of that.
Has he said anything? I mean, has he even addressed it or explained it or just said move on?
He has addressed it, I would say, in the last, 6 months or whatever the season ended, far more often than he'd prefer to address it. I think he's tired of being asked about it. He's ready to move on.
Well, get some hits, buddy.
I talked to him today. I intentionally did not ask him about it because it's history. And what I've seen from him the week I've been here, you would not say that's a player who hit barely above 200 last season. He's looked really good.
Well, appreciate it. I never have and probably never will have a hamburger with a fried egg. But
hey,
eggs, yeah, for breakfast.
Listen,
you have eggs. You have scrambled eggs.
If you're going to have a burger, that's the way to do it. Trust me. It's phenomenal. It's like a breakfast burger. Fried egg, bacon on it. Yeah, it's phenomenal.
Oh,
I don't condone
so
that type
rich.
Of food. I'm just saying, it's good.
Yeah, you'd have to have a veggie patty and egg beater.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to eat that kind of food. But I'm saying, if you are eating a burger, you might as well. You got to try it once. They have them at Red Robin. I used to get them at Fat Burger. They're incredible.
And lastly, Greg, since I have money on the line, the percentage chance that you say the Brewers have to win the division?
81.
Hey, he's trying to see if his money is safe. Don't give him any assurances.
What is the profession? I'm going to steal from his advice. What did you say, 91%? Was that? I didn't hear.
No, I will say the Brewers have a 33 1/3%
okay.
chance
yeah,
to win
one
this
and
division.
1-3. All right, I got 4-1 odds, so that was a good quality pick. Thanks, Greg.
All right, fellas.
Thanks, Greg.
Appreciate it. See you.
Greg Matzik, are you a better guesser? Fabulous question coming up. Caller 4, 1-800-990-3776.
I'm always afraid when you say that.
Next.